Now this is a dictation for Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R, November 1753. Addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, 810-275-0307. Dear Anu, follow-up Mrs. Sumner. Biopsy proven necrotizing granulomatous interstitial nephritis with advanced renal failure. Last visit in November, cancer company with daughter. No hospital admission. A smoker, underlying COPD. Uses a walker, wheelchair, no falling episode. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine or bleeding. Chronic cough, a smoker, but no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitations. Prior atrial fibrillation, AV fistula open on the left sided. Some bruises of the skin, but no bleeding, nose, gums. Other review system negative, medication list review. Demadex, bicarbonate replacement, diabetes cholesterol management, inhalers, metoprolol, hydralazine, presently no ACE inhibitors or ARBs, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 150-270 on the right side, open AV fistula left brachial area, done air trapping a smoker, wheezing, but no localized rash, consolidation, pleural effusion, there is bilateral JVD. Today, I'm not impressed with the FIP, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, there is obesity of the abdomen 199, no ascites, edema 2-3 plus up to the knees, some stasis changes, no gross focal deficits. Normal speech, next paragraph, chemistry is in January, creatinine 4.5, GFR 10, stage 5, with normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, anormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.7. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD is stage 5, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or decompensation of volume overload. Next number, AB fistula on the left upper extremity, looks to me ready to be used. Next number is smoker COPD. Next number CHF with preserved ejection fraction. Next number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Appears in sinus bleeding, no anticoagulation. Prior gastrointestinal bleeding. Next number peripheral vascular disease, clinically stable. Next number documented pulmonary hypertension, likely from smoker COPD as well as CHF. Next number documented lung granulomas, which probably is the same entity of the biopsy proving necrotizing granulomatous interstitial nephritis. We treat it as sarcoidosis, although usually they do not cause necrotizing areas, only case reports. Side effects, stop steroids, clinically stable. Next number, metabolic acidosis on replacement. Next number, anemia for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, phosphorus well controlled. Nutrition, calcium well controlled. Other chemistry is stable. In terms of edema, continuous salt fluid restriction, elevated legs. I will not oppose an extra dose of Lexis in the afternoon, probably 1-3 days a week, not daily. We start dialysis based on symptoms, plan to see her back on the next 6 weeks, end of dictation.